I was good. You did pretty good. So what do you want to know about the coronavirus that you don't already know? That's where you were trying to get to.
Well, you said that there are seven strains of MERS, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just call it that. They're just of those super viruses, And then when it shifts again, it becomes all of it. When the SARS and the MERS and MRSA, when the bacteria becomes viral, you can't stop that. Because, see, now you're screwed. Because, as you know, hard surface bacteria in something that you're consuming and then in the air, both ends, you can't clean that up. You can't go live in a bubble. You can't. Remember the show 100, the 100? You had to go live somewhere, live underground somewhere.
Yeah, we had a, when I was in this organization called Icarus, we had a guy in it, his name was Andy, and he came in one day and said out loud that that AIDS had become an airborne virus. And we looked at him and we said, well, Andy, that means we're all dead. He didn't seem to get that. He thought this was good news.
Right. Well, and here's what's funny is even the other AIDS doesn't kill you now. People don't die of it anymore. They beat AIDS. They don't even die of that anymore. So it'd be even that, even the thing that was going to kill everybody becomes a non sequitur.
But so this new virus will have seven aspects, or is the number seven important to that?
No, it's just how many there are now. There'll be 29 before you're through. Yeah, it's more. It's building. You see, look, here's what's happening. We cheekily said it for people. Because here's, after about a minute, here's what happens. You're going to figure it out. You've already figured it out. You're doing great. But the point is, you're figuring out. We're trying to tell you something little by little by little. And sometimes we'll go over the top to get your attention to make sure that if you're not serious, that you'll back the fuck off. Go away. Get out. Although you don't need this information. You know, if you're waiting on us to give you the winner to the Kentucky Derby, we do that. We have lots of fun doing that. That's not what ascension is about. You see?
Uh-huh.
That's not what that point is. That's, you need to hear some money, but that's all it takes. Because that'll do you in. that'll smash you. Bob says if he ever had a problem in his whole life, he just dumps some money on it, and it'll either fix it or it'll make it go away. And he can go through the rolls of the people he's buried that owed him money. It's great, but he had to deal with them. They owed him money, so they ran from the, like the plague. It's great fun. So that's the solution side of the canonical position. The canonical position is the place that this is ginning up where you'll be more and more and more engaged to ascend. Otherwise, it's going to get you. It will get you. If you don't ascend, that's the only choice. It's just the end or you go. And so now there's nothing else to know. You know it. That's it. Now, if you make it, you did. If you don't, you know what happened. We're good.